Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Well, as you probably heard a lot today, President Donald Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. Here to talk about that are U.S. Senators Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters. Senator Stabenow, what was your reaction when you heard about this?
I was stunned. I mean, the idea after they fired Sally Yates when she raised the concerns about the National Security Advisor Flynn and his inappropriate relationships with Russia, and then now to fire the FBI director a little over a day before he was going to testify. Tomorrow he was going to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And so they fire him right before he was going to do that, and we know that they have been ramping up the investigation. So this is stunning and flies in the face of the Constitution in terms of accountability and checks and balances. The President of the United States should not be able to do that.
Senator Peters, the White House indicates Comey lost his job because of how he dealt with the investigation into Hillary Clinton's handling of classified emails. But President Trump added an odd paragraph in the letter in which he was firing James Comey. That paragraph read in part, "While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation," and then it goes on to indicate, "you're fired." So what does that tell you about the mindset of the president?
That tells me the president is definitely thinking about the Russian investigation, and it's just simply unprecedented to have an FBI director being fired in the midst of an investigation as to the possible involvement of the Trump administration with the Russians. He is using the excuse of the Hillary email. So my question back would be, if it was such an issue, why didn't you fire him back in January? We are now in May. Many months have passed. He is just grabbing for an excuse. It's clear that Mr. Comey was involved in an investigation. Some news reports today have come out that he actually was discussing getting additional resources for the investigation just a few days ago, and perhaps that request for additional resources, because he is following this case aggressively, as he should as an FBI director, got back to the White House and they wanted to put a stop to it. It certainly looks as if this is an attempt to stop a serious, thoughtful investigation from going forward. And this should trouble every American. This goes to the very core of our democracy.
Just to underscore what Senator Peters said, I mean, we have in the last few days seen in the news reports on grand juries and subpoenas and ramped up investigations. And so it just doesn't pass the laugh test that somehow he had fired the FBI director because of what he did last year in the campaign related to Hillary Clinton.
Let's talk about what's next. I'd like to ask each of you, how confident are you that a new Trump-appointed FBI director will pursue the Trump campaign and Russia investigation?
I think that's a big question. I'm at this point not clear at all that someone appointed by this president could be independent. We need a special prosecutor, an independent person who will be able to call it as he or she sees it on behalf of the American people, follow wherever the evidence goes and determine what really happened, because we're talking about a national security issue. Russia is now using the cyber hacking to attack and undermine our very democracy.
Senator Peters, what, if anything?
I'm sorry, I just want to add, too. It's clear that it's not just here in the United States. We saw the actions of the Russians in the French election as well. This is a concerted effort by the Russians to undermine democratic governments in Europe and other places around the world. This is a very, very serious issue for democracy, and we can't trust a political appointee to handle very sensitive investigation, which is why I agree with Senator Stabenow. We need to have a special prosecutor that's independent and with the transparency that the American people deserve.
Which brings me to my final question, and that is, I'd like both of you to answer this. What, if anything, do you think Congress can do now?
Well, the first thing that our Democratic leader has called for is a meeting with all the members of the Senate, with the Attorney General, with the deputy, independent of each other, to talk about what they did, why they did it, what was happening there, so we can hear directly from them in a closed session. But we're going to continue to speak out over and over again about a strong, independent special prosecutor. And we need bipartisan support to make that happen. I would hope, because this isn't about Democrats and Republicans. It really isn't. This is about America. It's about our democracy. People expect us to be able to get beyond partisanship and work on behalf of our country and national security, and also holding people accountable who may think that they're above the law. And you can't just have the President of the United States, because he doesn't want to be investigated, firing people throughout the federal government, which he's begun to do.
Senator Peters, same question. What should Congress do?
Well, I'm hopeful we will be able to build the bipartisan support for getting to the bottom of this, getting the answers that everyone deserves. You know, I'm certainly encouraged by some of the comments made by my Republican Senate colleagues after the firing of Mr. Comey, that they had real concerns about that. We're seeing more of them starting to ask more questions. And ultimately, this has to be about rising above party and focusing on our country.
And by the way, the only folks winning right now are Russia, because it's exactly what they want to have happen: destabilize the United States democracy, destabilize all the Western democracies, so they can somehow recreate the Soviet Union and be able to rise to prominence in the world. That's what they want, and we've got to work together to make sure that doesn't happen.
We've been speaking with both of Michigan's U.S. Senators Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters about President Donald Trump firing FBI Director James Comey. Thanks to both of you for taking the time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.